Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
This is a Veritex Community Bank Roadshow, live from Wildcat Golf Club. This is The Bench.
The Bench
on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Good Thursday morning, everybody. John and Lance and Tyler out here at Wildcat. Well, Dell is back there. We're getting guacamole out here. Dell's back there with nothing. Our lives are great. Dell's sucks. Dell is like the Pittsburgh Steelers' performance yesterday. Sucking, right? That's exactly what Mike Tomlin said, and that's pretty much Dell's life so far, and especially this morning.
I love how people like to come at me and go, man, Dell, you're kind of aggressive with these guys. What? John opens shows openly taking shots at me. Like, I'm a producer on the show. There's a Russell Westbrook trade, and John's first thought is to come at me. People are like, wow, Dell, you're a little ornery. What? Are you listening to the show?
No. You're right. There's a huge Russell Westbrook trade.
Is there?
So now, in the last...
Huge? Is it huge?
In the last 2 years, we have seen Chris Paul, Carmelo Anthony, Russell Westbrook, and now John Wall and Boogie Cousins. Like, in 2 years, these are the names. Now, none of those guys were who they were when they came to the Rockets. None of them. Probably the closest would be Westbrook, but we still have to see with
Well, Chris Paul was pretty damn good the first year.
Yeah, Paul was good the first year. Paul was also a little older. But, I mean, Russell Westbrook was...
Dwight was pretty good.
Well, I'm trying to stay within the last two years.
Yeah.
Within the last 2 years. Cousins is not going to be anywhere near he was as John Wall, you know, we'll see. I mean, John Wall is that guy who with the, John Wall is going to be the guy who has the injury hope where he's been injured. So you hope like, well, maybe he comes back and he stays healthy stuff.
Well, that's the thing. He didn't play at all. Then he played 32 games. He played 41 games. And at least Russell Westbrook was on the court. Now Russell Westbrook has had his injury problems too. Wasn't able to play in back-to-backs. He had the knee thing, thanks to Pat Beverly. If John Wall is healthy, it'll be interesting to see. This will be another year experiment with James because, he'll get sick. They'll get sick of each other in no time. The culture, the whole James attitude, the whole, sitting there watching James dribble the ball. And then and in any way, shape, or form. I don't know. Honestly, who's tougher to deal with, Bill O'Brien or James Harden? Because if you disagreed with Bill O'Brien, you were fired. Chris Olsen, Brian Gain, any player, D-Hop, Jadeveon. If you toe the line, I mean, it's starting to get that way with James now. Dwight...
That's the situation with Russell.
Well, I don't know. The two of them wanted out. Now,
yeah, I don't know that they are.
He didn't like the culture. He didn't like the offense.
That's true.
And we don't know, but maybe there was something between the two of them. Maybe not. Maybe not.
I mean, they were friends seemingly throughout the year.
But honestly, he's turning into Bill O'Brien. If in any way, shape, or form, you don't toe the line with James Harden, you're out.
Well, it has been that way for a while with guys he didn't like, Chris Paul, Dwight Howard,
Kevin McHale.
There's no way around that. That's not even up for debate. That's not an opinion. That's fact.
Yeah.
I think, the Chris Paul thing, they had to take on an equally bad – Chris Paul's contract that had been pre-agreed upon was an equally bad contract, or they had to trade for an equally bad contract, which was Russ's. Only – you know, Russ is more explosive. He's a different type of player. So it gave us a different type of team to look at last year. And then this is the hope for this year, I think, is that you have a different type of team as long as John Wall is healthy.
Is James going to be here is a question. Is James going
to
be here?
So according to we need to pull up the audio from Adrian Wojnarowski. But, you know, he said that the plan for the Texans – for the Rockets – is to hopefully convince James that, hey, this is the place you want to be. Maybe you can get along with Boogie. Maybe it's a good fit with – there's just always these, well, maybe James can fit with this guy. Will this guy be good with James? James is supposedly telling Curry that he wants to play a more movement-oriented, pretty game of basketball.
That's bull.
Which, of course, flies in the face of what he's played and what D'Antoni and – Daryl Morey. Now, there's an outside chance because Daryl Morey on a podcast recently said, look, here's the deal with basketball. In baseball, if Mike Trout got up to the plate and hit a home run, he has to wait, you know, 8 more at-bats. He goes, in basketball, we just send Mike Trout to the plate the next time up, and we keep bringing Mike Trout up to the plate.
Right.
And that's like, well, I mean, that is true. And so there is a chance that Daryl wanted to do that. It's just maybe we're not reading James correctly. Maybe James has benefited from that philosophy, but that's not entirely what he wants to do. I don't think that James wants the heat all the time. You see him defer when things get a little tight. That's his mindset. So I don't think that James doesn't want another superstar. It's just – I think he wants the trappings of being the number one guy, clear-cut number one guy. And the fact that he couldn't get along with Chris Paul was – that one really irritated me, that you couldn't do what was best. Like, in a press conference, you're saying, I know what we need to do.
Yeah.
Like, to me, that was the perfect fit for James, a guy who would defer his game to James, but step up when he needed to. He had a mid-range game. Like, Chris Paul was the perfect fit for James relative to what you could get. And now the contract was terrible. I mean, and I guess the Rockets had a chance to try to back out, but their reputation would have been mush if they did that. Because you say, why would you give Chris Paul this contract? That's terrible. Because they had pre-agreed upon it, and they tried to, you know, stay to their word.
Yep. So I don't know. Do you think that they're better today? Now, they do get a lottery protected for 17 years. Pick that. Well, actually, in 2026, it turns into 2 second rounders if they don't meet the protected standards. And there's a bunch of protected standards on it until then. Do you think they're better today?
No, I don't think they're. I don't think they're better. I think they're different. Well, are you talking about just those players?
No,
or just in general?
Yeah. Are they going to be? I mean, listen. The big question was Russell Westbrook even going to come?
So it's really Russell Westbrook. Play? It's really Russell Westbrook, Austin Rivers, and Covington. That's really what we're talking about. Those are the three who are most likely to make a difference on your team. One off the bench.
Okay, so you got Boogie, you got Christian Wood, you got John Wall.
John Wall and Russell Westbrook, Boogie Cousins and Austin Rivers, Christian Wood. And Covington probably. You're taller. You're different. I don't know if you're better. You're different, and I'll take different right now. That's fine. As long as you're adding assets. And the first-round pick, I mean, it is lottery protected. There's a lot of protections on it. It's not only lottery protected. Some of them are high lottery protected.
Yeah.
Like top eight. And so there is a chance you could still end up with lottery pick.
It's not totally.
Yeah, we'll go through some of that for you, but I don't know if they're – look, the fact that I don't know if they are or not, I'll take it as a win. I don't know. Maybe they are. They're different. They're different general manager. They're different head coach. Like, everything is going to be different.
Everything's different. Except James. And we'll find out whether
or not – and maybe James's attitude. That's the big – none of this will matter if James's attitude is worse. And I don't think James has had a bad attitude. That's not what I'm saying. I think James has had a good attitude about the Rockets. If he doesn't now, than all the stuff we're talking about. There's no way the Rockets can be in a better place than last year if James isn't happy. It's just not possible.
It'd be interesting to find out what exactly Russell Westbrook meant by culture. Is it the front office culture, the owner culture? Is it the James culture? Is it he did say that there's no the accountability problem.
Does Russell have a Twitter account?
Well,
he didn't seem like a
tweet guy. He is so anti-media. Someday maybe he'll sit down with another player in a podcast and explain what he
means.
That's where he would do it.
Del, can you tweet at him and ask him what he meant by that?
No, I'm not doing that. You can. He has an Instagram. You can do that. You can DM him.
You want to get on Insta with him?
Send him a,
why don't you slip into his DMs?
I need a Finsta to do that.
You what?
Oh. I need a Finsta, which is what, a fake Insta?
What? Oh, is that a Finsta?
What is it? What is it, Dale? What's a Finsta?
It is your, it can either be your spam account where you just do things that you wouldn't normally do, or it could be your fake account where you slide in DMs and like cause havoc, but you don't want people to know it's you.
Did you see that? Well, we're a little off the beaten path here, but that girl who Tyler Hero was slipping into her Instagram, her DMs, and she ignored him. Mm-hmm. And she said, "Man, I missed my bag."
Yeah, no.
Yeah, she missed her bag. She was thick. She was nice. Yeah.
Every show,
yeah,
it comes back to thickness.
Yeah, well, with two C's
for you.
She was, yeah, and she regrets it. She regrets not responding to Tyler Hero because she could have been a hero.
She regrets not responding.
Yeah, because she missed her bag.
Did she love him? If she didn't love him, she didn't need to respond.
Listen.
Tyler just wants to find somebody who loves him.
It goes money first, and then that can turn into love. Okay? And you could love money, too. Or you could get your hero full. That's what you could get, too. What do you guys think?
They're already doing grade the trade, you know?
Oh, absolutely.
Of course, and the Rockets won, according to ESPN. They got a C+. And Washington got a D. Could there have been a winner in a trade? I've never seen anything like
that.
Why
would Washington get a D? It's a guy. Actually, Russell Westbrook brings a lot of energy. He brings. He actually will be on the court as opposed to John Wall. If you want to know the truth, Washington probably won the deal.
This is what they say. For the Wizards, even more than the Rockets, this has the air of kicking the can down the road rather than actually dealing with the issue. In Washington's case, it's the future of Bradley Beal, who has 2 years left on his contract before free agency. According to reporting, the Beal-Wall relationship was always fraught, and bringing Wall back into the mix after Beal had taken on a larger role in his absence figured to be a challenge. Beal didn't necessarily handle the ball more last season, blah, blah, blah. In this case, again, the fit is hardly much better with Westbrook in Wall's place. Wall is ball dominant. Well, the 2016-17 was the only time that he cracked a 30% usage rate. Meanwhile, 31% is the floor for Westbrook's usage is Bradley Beal going to get the ball?
Well, but he didn't get the ball anyway. He wasn't on the ball anyway.
That's what they're saying.
Well, even without John Wall, he wasn't on the ball.
Well, and this is, to them, it's the same issue the Rockets had with Russell Westbrook. Look, it's the same issue anyone's going to have with Russell Westbrook. You can't really win with Russell Westbrook because he is a number one type attitude and alpha demeanor with a number two or three type game right now.
Yeah.
And he turns it over too much, and you just don't want him running your offense.
Well, yeah. Well, so
there's really no and he costs you $40+ million.
Well, but John Wall sitting there for 3 years cost you $40 million.
That's why it was –
they're almost identical contracts.
Yeah.
And at least he's going to be on the floor.
12 of one, half dozen of another. Russ will play.
No, it's 6 of one, half dozen of the other.
Oh, yeah, 6 – yeah, 12 of one.
12 of one, a dozen of the other.
12 of one, a dozen – 24 of one, two dozen of another.
Right.
It's the same thing. One-third of one, 33.333 repeating percent of another. But, yeah, it's not going to – it's not really going to – it's just a different type of problem.
Yeah, that's all.
They're still not going to get Beal the ball. What they're saying is this isn't a compliment for Bradley Beal.
There's no – well, but was John Wall who sat for 3 years?
No.
I mean, what?
And it's not.
This is a trade.
That's why it's like a C+ and a D.
You take ours, and we'll take
yours.
Well, you take our $40 million problem, we'll take yours.
But the Rockets have now done this twice. Like, you take our $40 million, Chris Paul.
At least they didn't give up two first-rounders like they did
last time. Daryl Morey's deal was really, really bad.
And
I mean, it was really bad.
On two more. They flipped on two more first-round picks.
Almost like Daryl knew he was going to leave after this year, and he goes, watch this, Tillman.
Take this, Tillman.
You're going to try to embarrass me about freedom? Okay. Oh. You going to try to embarrass me publicly about me being for free Hong Kong? No. Watch what I do with these drafts.
Cost you 25
actually, no,
million.
That happened. Actually, did that happen before or after?
No.
That had already. Yeah, the freedom thing. Yeah, because that went all the way back to when we were in like New York or whatever.
Whatever. Yeah. But at $25 million, it costs Tillman. That's not what it costs for a patio, does it?
No, it does not cost. I mean, you can you can't even get a patio for $25 million. I do know that Stephen Schell was building a patio for like, God, it was some huge house in River Oaks. And this patio he was building was expensive, as you can imagine, because it was basically my house. It was unbelievable. There's like five TVs inside this patio. They had a wet bar. It had an outdoor kitchen slash bar, seating all around. It was unbelievable. And that's the thing. Mine is a space. Mine is a basic patio. It looks phenomenal. It looks beautiful. But it's relatively basic. And you can get something that is dressed out with your own kitchen, your own, you know, grill installed. They can do all that for you, or they can just create a space with stamped concrete or different type of travertine. They build the they build the structure onto your pre-existing home. They use the CAD system so they can show you exactly what their build out is going to look like on your home, and it's going to add not only beauty but also value to your home. What you're spending on your home for the patio, you can go ahead and tack that onto the price of your home when it's time to sell it, because it is a major, major renovation that looks phenomenal. Go to the before and after pictures and see for yourself. And when they put a price out there, it never goes up. Whatever they charge you is going to be the price. Even if they have to correct a mistake or anything like that, they will pay for it after that. That's how they do business. They are rock solid, and their product is fantastic. TexasCustomPatios.com. Go to the website, get the information you need, make the call, and get set up for your life to change with TexasCustomPatios.com.
This is Heisman Trophy winner, College Hall of Fame, Billy Sims, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.
Hey guys, Lance Zierlein here, and wait until you hear what my friends over at Bespoke Post are up to. Bespoke Post has brand new seasonal box of awesome collection for guys that are guaranteed to upgrade your life. They send guys the very best stuff every month, whether it's gear to upgrade your autumn craft beers or cozy threads, or maybe you just want some clothing for when the temperature dips. No matter what you're into, Box of Awesome has you covered, from style and grooming goods to barware, cooking tools, and even outdoor gear. To get started, go to boxofawesome.com and take the quiz. Your answers will help them pick the right box of awesome just for you. And they release new boxes every month across a ton of different categories. It's free to sign up, and you can skip a month or cancel anytime. Each box costs just $45, but has over $70 worth of gear inside. Get 20% off your first monthly box when you sign up at boxofawesome.com and enter the code BENCH at checkout. That's boxofawesome.com, code BENCH, for 20% off your first box.
This is a Veritex Community Bank Roadshow, live from Wildcat Golf Club. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
But can we mostly assume that this means Harden remains in Houston for the time and Beal remains in Washington for the time?
Yeah, our Tim McMahon was reporting today that Houston stance has not changed. They expect to play through here with James Harden. They don't want to trade him. And I think they have more of a cushion to work with than Washington does because Beal's free agency comes up sooner. But the hope in Houston is that Wall can regain some of his old form, that those two can find a chemistry, and that James Harden starts to think again about wanting to stay longer term with the Rockets. But right now, they plan to certainly start the season with James Harden and John Wall as their backcourt.
All right. That was Woj.
Yeah.
Right here. Oh, well, on ESPN. And we are your station for ESPN, and we're out at Wildcat Golf Club, where today we have our occasional golf tournament. And how about, look at Monty, what he did for us.
We got toast with
fried eggs over guacamole on toast. What? How about that?
The kids call avocado toast, John.
Well, I know, that's but he said it was guacamole, what's not avocado.
It's made with avocado.
Well, I know it is. I know what guacamole is made of.
That's what we got here.
What's your brisket made
of? That's what we got here.
Dirt and sand?
Meat.
Okay.
Meat.
Is that what it is?
Meat.
So we're out here live at Wildcat. And by the way, everybody who's coming out here, or even if you're not coming out here, how about this? You spend $100 on a gift card, and that's a perfect stocking stuffer for the golfer, right? They can use it in the pro shop, or they could use it for their tee times. They could use it for Coors Lights. They could use it for anything out here. So you got
even for alcohol sale?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. It's like cash. So you bring your $100 gift card out here, and that's a great gift for somebody. You can go to Wildcat.com. WildcatGolfClub.com, or you can come in here and buy it in the pro shop. And if you buy $100 worth, you get a free weekday round.
Mm-hmm.
You buy it in the pro shop. So not only do you get somebody something, but you get something in return.
That's pretty good.
That's real great.
That's a hell of a deal.
That's awesome.
So if you guys want to weigh in on your thoughts on the Houston Rockets trade, of course, it is Russell Westbrook. Russell, we only knew you for one full year. What an amazing time we had. There was that time that you took over the Rockets for a while before we were all sent home for about 7 straight months, it seemed like. And then you guys came back, and Bubble Russ wasn't really the same, but that's okay. So
he was hurt.
It was an amazing time to be alive sick. with Russell Westbrook. And hey, let me tell you, I got a lot of respect for Russ. He's a super competitive guy.
Oh, my gosh.
Plays hard.
I'm going to miss that energy he brings.
I am, too. Like, he's not a smart player, never has been, but he's a hard-playing guy, though, and I really respect that a lot.
Ugly, talking about his intelligence, but he's no longer here.
His basketball. Right.
You used to say what a Mensa he was, and now he's gone.
That's what I used to say.
And
I called him Crazy Russ now for 9 years because that's how he plays.
We got Crazy Gerald back, so.
Yeah, we do have Crazy Gerald back, so we got that back.
It's an interesting team now.
Yeah, it's
you know, it'll be interesting.
It's a curious collection of misfit toys.
Well, and honestly, it is. I mean, it's a curious collection of Achilles heels. Look at Salt Bae. Oh my God! It is a curious.
Yeah, I know, a bunch of Achilles injuries because those are the easiest of all the injuries to come back from.
Guys always just bounce right back. Always, especially guys that you need explosion
just
like John
jumping
Wall.
Jumping up, dunking on people.
Yep.
Of everybody, I mean, John Wall used to be a serious baller.
Yeah.
John Wall was a great player, and then it's just been like an injury fest for him.
It's funny, Russ is older than John Wall. Seems like John Wall's been around forever.
Yeah. Well, Russ has been around
forever. Yeah, he really has.
Remember, Russ was drafted before James.
Yeah. But Russ.
And who was drafted before Russ? Oh, no, it was KD. KD was first, then Russ.
Was he really?
Yeah.
KD's older than him, huh?
No, I don't know that he's older.
KD was a freshman after his freshman year. Yeah, right.
But I think Russ came out after his sophomore year, though, from UCLA.
Neither here nor there. What we're talking about is today, and you guys get in 713-780-3776.
Yeah, I am genuinely curious about Rockets fans what they think of this trade. I am genuinely curious about that. If you want, you can talk about. I tell you what, now the Ravens have some problems. Now there was no doubt they were. I felt like there was no doubt they were going to lose yesterday. But really, the Steelers did not play well. Final score in that one was 19-14. They were like a 10-point favorite. So it was expected the Steelers were going to win. Steelers didn't play well. Mike Tomlin had some comments about that. But right now the Ravens just are not in any kind of a rhythm or any kind of a zone. And it's going to be very interesting to see how the rest of the season plays out, because don't look now, but, you know, Cleveland has wins. You know, Cleveland's got some wins. You have the Colts are going to get to play the Texans with no – that matchup against the Texans just got a lot easier with no Will Fuller and no Bradley Roby. So the Colts are – I'm assuming going to get some wins as well. The Titans are going to get some wins.
Well, they got the Browns. You have an extra
playoff spot.
Right.
But the question really is, I think the Ravens are fine, but they're not in great shape from a So he was just quarantined, right? No, Lamar had it. Yeah, Lamar tested positive.
Yeah.
What if this thing lasts for Lamar Jackson?
Well, now the CDC says only 7 days.
Yeah, but what if his? What if he has symptoms where he doesn't feel well?
Right.
Because now no one ever talks about that. There's always this. Because the CDC is now saying, well, here's the thing. The CDC has now changed, and they said, for to be safest, it's 14 days. If you have symptoms now, they dropped it to 10. If you show some symptoms, if you show no symptoms when you're being tested, it's 7. So that's the change, is no symptoms is 7 now. So that's it really, but we never talk about the fact that some guys, you know, do get sick. I mean, people do.
Yeah.
This is to act like it's just a bunch of people who it's just a cold that's highly contagious. No, there are people who get 104 fevers and it lasts a while. People who are in their 20s get sick like that.
I didn't have any fever. I didn't have any. I just had a sinus. It felt like I had a bit of a cold and I had sinus headache. I was weak.
Oh, yeah.
I was weak. I lost 12 pounds.
Oh, no.
And I didn't really have any of no fever, nothing.
I was weak too. I didn't have a lot of fever. I had fever one day.
It's affected my golf games.
Is it?
Yes.
No, but the weakness thing is a real thing. And for some people, it lasts longer.
Are you worried about my golf game at all? Pass this right by.
I'm not as worried about the golf game.
My golf game has not been the same ever since. And the boys, they take advantage of
it. Okay, we got 5 callers. So let's want to talk. Yeah, so let's get Jason in here first. What's up, Jason?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good. How you doing?
Oh, not too bad. So I want to say that I think the John Wall and Russell Westbrook trade was kind of a wash, like y'all are saying, just for the fact that, you know, John Wall does stay injured. Russell Westbrook and James Harden, I mean, they just didn't play together like they did in Oklahoma City. So the fact that my question to y'all is, do you think James Harden is the root of the problem since he can't get along with other players as well as Chris Paul and other guys, and maybe he should go for maybe like a Ben Simmons?
I think he is one of the big problems because we've just seen this over and over and over and over.
He's your team, and he's your big problem. Well,
that's the hard thing, is it? Yeah, I think his ability to get along with certain guys is one of them. I think how they play the game of basketball is beneficial. And it hurts them both. Like, it's a dichotomy. The James Harden Rockets, there's dichotomies at all ends. Number one, the way that they played the game with D'Antoni and Maury and James, you say what you want to say about it, but it was effective. He's tremendous efficiency rating. They win a lot of games. It definitely benefited them. However, it also, much like the run and shoot used to in football, it created issues. Like you had a hard time scoring once you got inside the 5-yard line in a run and shoot. You know, your offensive lines weren't as physical because they didn't fire out on people, things like that. With basketball, you had the same issues as once the 3-pointers weren't falling or once James was having a bad game, what do you do? That was a concern. It didn't happen a lot with the James thing, and you could still win if you missed threes. But then the other thing is, James has a people seem to like James around the league, but then when they play with him, or if you have a certain competitive attitude that doesn't fit with James, you got to go. And so, you know, it's both. Like dichotomy is the only word I could think of for it, because he's your star. Like, he is the Houston Rockets.
Yeah.
So even if he is one of the problems, if you deal him, you talk about Ben Simmons. I mean, no disrespect to Ben Simmons. Ben Simmons, to me, isn't even close to being the same class as James.
No.
You know, you don't want to give away
20 points a game.
You don't want to give away that commodity without getting something relatively close. The question is, can you?
No, you can't. No. I mean, because anytime you – James is one of the best players in the league, and yet again, we went through who would you trade, what teams would trade what for him, and it's interesting that, you know, we came up with our list. Very few stars would be traded for James Harden, which is a problem, which is a real problem. All right, 713-780-3776. Everybody that's on hold, we're going to get you in. We're going straight to the phones on the other side. Anybody wants to get in, you're more than welcome to get in here on ESPN 97.5. I want to talk about Chastain Ford right now. That's my peeps over there, Patrick and Joe. Just spectacular. at what they do, and it's ridiculous the deals that they've got going on right now. Listen, end of year at a car dealer, and especially here at Chastang Ford, what you, the deals that you see, you know, Ford is saying, listen, you get those cars off the lot. Get them off the lot. And here, unbelievable deals going on right now. $10,000 off MSRP on the 2020 Ford F-150. Are you kidding me? The F-150 XLT models, $10,000 off. It is just ridiculous right now how low you're going right now at Chastang Ford on everything. You can do it online where you customize your payments, you value your trade, you pre-approve. You do everything online. You get they'll deliver the car, schedule the test drive, and you can drive it around. If you don't like it, you just send it back, and they'll come and pick it up. You don't have to do a thing to get into your car. And how about this? The View 2020 Ford Edge SE, 24% off MSRP, 0% APR, 72 months, and $349 a month. That's ridiculous how low. So if you're looking for that Ford car or truck, new and used, at home or go to the dealership, it's Chastang Ford. On Homestead, not Hempstead, on 610, just 5 minutes from downtown, or ChastangFord.com.
SportsMapBets.com is live. Stay up to date with betting guides for this week's NFL and college football action, or check out SportsMapBets research tools and keep the lead in your fantasy league. SportsMapBets.com has all the info you need to make the best play. You're listening. This is a Veritex Community Bank Roadshow, live from Wildcat Golf Club. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back. Live at Wildcat. This is where we play our occasional golf tournament. We're going to be out here. How about we got Jeff Van Gundy coming in today? Do you think that that's a pretty good get on the day when Russ Westbrook was traded for John Wall? Not too bad.
Yeah.
So we're going to get his expertise.
What time does it jump
the,
off?
The main ABC guy is going to be here with us to talk about that. That's going to be totally sweet. Roynell Young is going to join us. I'm trying to get Dana Holgorsen to join us, but I don't think he's going to get up. What now?
Why does
another,
he have to?
No. Another flipping game.
There's
canceled.
Nobody who's had more games canceled than Houston.
No.
I'm telling you. Is this five now?
No.
Yeah. Well, eight.
Eight. The only team that's close.
Wait. This is eight?
But then they switched around and stuff. Yes. Eight games.
If I think Tulsa, which is a game they were supposed to play as well, is around there. And then Charlotte is another team who's had seven canceled. They haven't played since Halloween.
The Cougs. The Cougs played before Halloween?
No, I mean Charlotte. Charlotte's in that range with seven or eight games. They haven't played a game since Halloween. UAB.
When was the last time U of H played?
Who did they play? Was it USF or who was it? The last game they played?
Yeah,
There are a couple like that. UAB hasn't played a game in over a month, so for whatever reason, it's affecting the smaller schools more than it has the big schools.
Well, is that logical? I mean, what with the money that you have for testing and everything else, and protocol. The Cougs haven't played since November 14th. That's 3 weeks ago now. That'll be 3 weeks. It'll be a month before they get on the field against Memphis. It'll be almost a month, a full month. So that's it's very deflating for the entire team. And here's the deal. Oh, my goodness. Mike Oresko, the commissioner, he admitted, he said, there's only four teams that are eligible to play, and the Cougs are not the one here. They could have switched games around. Actually, they should have done it even before SMU tested, because he could have gotten the teams that were actually still in it to play each other, as opposed to teams that are out of it. So the Cougs petition to not play SMU this week, last week, say let's play somebody that's in it, and Mike Oresko said no, and then SMU bows out. And so now the Cougs who are in it aren't in it anymore because they haven't been able to play.
It's such a mess.
It's just
a mess. We knew this could be turn into a mess, but it's turning into a mess faster than I – well, it's – let me put it this way. The momentum of it going downhill is much faster than I expected, with all the cancellations, all the postponements, the way that they can't figure out how to schedule it. And I'm not saying it's easy. It's they don't have a lot of wiggle room, although they have more than the NFL. I mean, they actually have – you know, in December, they can move some games back further. But that's why starting it late, you might as well have started the season on time so you had more wiggle room to postpone games.
Listen, I've heard some stuff behind the scenes. So, I mean, I don't think anybody, other than the Big Ten and the way that they went about it, the American, Mike Oresko, has been a flipping disaster. A disaster. And they're playing out-of-conference games instead of just their own. And he refused to give up games against Southwest. It's been a disaster. This dude has been just horrific. Horrific. And the Cougs are the ones that are paying for it right now. Let's get some calls in here. As we said, we're going to get everybody in here. It's LSU Brian first up. What do you say, LSU Brian?
What's up, guys? Hey, so as far as the trade, I'm kind of online with Lance. I mean, it's pretty much a swap, but I will give like ESPN did, which I hate ESPN; they're worthless. But I'll give the Rockets a little bit of the edge for the simple fact that Wall can shoot. If the guy's healthy, he's explosive. That's where his game comes from. But the dude can shoot. So that is – it's not even comparable to Russ's shot. So that's why I give the Rockets the advantage. But, at the end of the day, you got almost a completely different start lineup besides a couple guys. So another question, and y'all may know this better than me, if Boogie's there, who's your starting five? What is PJ doing? I mean, is he going to power forward? Is he staying at center? Is he starting? What are they doing with that?
Maybe y'all can answer that question.
Well, Christian Wood starts.
Yeah.
PJ starts. Wall starts. James starts. And
it might be Cousins.
It might be Cousins.
Yeah. I think Cousins would be best off the bench, to be honest with you, meant to kind of manage his workload. But
if you wanted to go small there, you're a little bit bigger with Christian Wood.
Christian Wood.
But Christian Wood, if they got a center, if it's Jokic or Nurkic, or you got to put – but here's the deal. You're not going to be able to play Boogie more than 20 minutes a game.
If they can get Jokic or Nurkic, I would 100% do that.
Yeah.
Those specifically, I'd like those guys to
play
for the Rockets.
If you're playing against them.
Oh, I thought we wanted them for the Rockets.
No.
here's the thing. I don't know that you want to – well
– is Eric Gordon maybe in the lineup if you're staying small?
I think the guy who apologized starts. I think Daniel Hillhouse is your three. And then you make Wood. And then
so you're going Wood, so you're still going
Wood,
smaller.
You bring Boogie off the bench.
Yeah.
Gordon
and Boogie are part of your bench unit, and then you have
not a bad bench.
Wood and Tucker.
No, I mean, in theory. I know what Eric Gordon brings. We have to see with Boogie, but it'd be interesting. You have a big off the bench. You have a scorer off the bench. And we'll see what the rest of the bench would look like, I guess. Is Macklemore done?
He's still in the roster.
Yeah, that's what I thought. He's still got another year. So you have Macklemore come off the bench. That's okay. It's not bad. You want to who's your primary ball handler going to be? Your second? Well, you have John Wall. What am I talking? Well, when John Wall and James are both all – if they're not on the court together, I mean, I would imagine they'll stagger. Well, we don't know. It's not Mike D'Antoni. I wonder how they'll stagger their minutes.
I wonder – how much different Steven Silas is going to be with rotation than D'Antoni?
I wonder if John Wall is going to be more of a primary ball handler than Russ was. I wonder if they're going to get to maybe taking it out of James's hands, even if it's by 5%, just a little bit more.
I wonder if he gives KJ Martin a shot. You know what I'm saying? As opposed to D'Antoni, who, you know, wouldn't play a young guy. And if he did, he played him for a minute, and if he missed a shot, he got pulled. I mean, I wonder if you give a guy a shot and let him go and see if he can play at all. There are some Ben McLemore has a shot to be on the floor. Chris Clemens, is he coming off the bench? Is he helping?
We'll see. Yeah, we'll see if he can make it into
the
rotation.
Crazy Gerald, you got him on the bench?
Yeah, I think he'll be like ninth man. We'll see him more.
No, let's get.
I was going to say, think about KJ Martin. You just said young. He's really young. He didn't play college ball. He did a post grad year at IMG, so he would probably have no shot of playing under D'Antoni. We'll see if the 19-year-old he'll turn 20 in January. We'll see if he has any shot. I mean, because he's not one of the youngest players in the NBA, but I don't remember a Rocket being this young and getting any time. So We'll see.
Yeah. No. That'll be interesting. I want to see how Silas is going to go about it different, especially if they're, you know, just not a great team. If he's going to give a young guy a shot to get out there and you know, for the future, he may be something that the organization can cling to. Who's next? Jim on ESPN 97.5. Hey, Jim.
Good morning, gentlemen. Love your show as always. Been a big fan of John and Lance, and really enjoyed Dell's perspective on everything, including life. If I don't have to see you every day, I don't want to see you. Maybe at a funeral. Yeah. But well, the Rockets.
That is Dell's perspective.
I don't know, man. Uh-huh. What is going on with these guys? Why trade Russ? I get it, but you're not going to do anything to make anything better in the city of Houston for the Houston Rockets until you dump James and get all the trade capital, draft capital, whatever you want to say. Get rid of him. Get some fresh blood in here and build this thing the way you want to build it. Why are
they
stooping to James, now, you know? I mean, he's good. He's a great – he's probably the best regular season basketball player I've ever seen in my life. But in the postseason, yeah, he's a total dumb case. Get rid of him. Let's start over. Let's get this thing rolling. I'm out, gentlemen. I'm out.
All right. Jim's call brought to you by Coors Light. Cold, clean, crisp, refreshing Coors Light.
Or maybe by St. Arnold's. We don't know. But maybe
St. Arnold's. Yeah, St. Arnold's is out here today.
Or maybe by just Jim Beam.
Or like Crown Royal.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Jim also is known for creating songs. He used to sing in locally at some bars, which is probably not a great
gig. He's got some pipes.
Yeah, we've heard him sing.
He sang us a song.
Yeah, he'll make songs.
You know what I think of every time? Turn out the lights. That's what I think of. Maybe next time, Jim, when you call, give us a turn out the lights. The party's over, like Gilbert does. Who's better? Who are you taking in that sing off? Gilbert or Jim?
Well, it's never going to be not Gilbert.
It's going to be Gilbert. Yeah, I'm going to take. Turn out the lights. The party's over.
Turn out the lights. The party's over. Because Gilbert does a
he does a country
accent too.
He does. We got to get Gilbert to call today live at Wildcat.
Well, I don't know.
And 713-780-3776 if you want to get in here on ESPN 97.5. That was Jim's perspective. Get rid of James Harden. And you know what? He's not alone.
And one of the things he said is, how is this making the city better?
I know.
What's this doing for the city? Are you wearing your mask?
What's it doing for the girls in the dancers in the city?
Well, it's not
bringing
helping.
In John Wall,
I don't
Boogie,
know.
And James.
I don't. I can't really James. Speak. I mean, I feel like that's a.
I think it's a win.
I feel like that's a win.
It's a win for the girls.
Once the vaccine gets out.
For the ladies.
Dude, how about this?
They don't need no vaccine.
They're
still open.
Oh, I know. Yeah. I mean, it's like they don't care.
No.
They literally don't care. I'm not going to snitch on the names.
There's a lot of
people
that don't care.
I'll drive by some places on Westheimer and Richmond. I'm like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
It is. And it's not the topless bars. I'm talking about just bars
that
have valet services that are going down the road. I'm thinking, this cannot be plain and simple.
Well, and here's the problem for the girls is that it's a cash business, so a lot of it isn't claimed. So when they go to the government and say, hey, you're not taking care of me like I've been taking care of.
Can they get a PPP loan?
Yeah. Well, no, you can get unemployment, but their paychecks ain't
I know.
Ain't getting it.
They can't. And
it's a cash business.
And the PPP, there's pluses and minuses.
They're damn right there.
There's pluses and minuses.
All right, 745 ESPN, 97.5, 713-780-3776. Jim, thanks for the perspective. And we'll get everybody else in. Truck driver Art. Tyler, truck driver Art, what do you think about him calling in?
Well, if it's the same Art, then he can EAD.
Whoa, EAD Art. How about that? Your favorite is here, Tyler, out here at Wildcat Golf
pull
Club.
Up.
He just said EAD.
He said pull up.
Right here on ESPN 97.5. Don't go anywhere.
Well, hello.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Dial the phone.
Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net.
Let it
bump, though.
You're listening to a Veritex Community Bank Roadshow, live from Wildcat Golf Club. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. 713-780-3776, your thoughts on the trade.
How about Jackie says, y'all think the Westbrook and Wall trade is pending physicals, or do both teams just say, nah, we're good if you're good?
Yeah.
That's probably the best way to do this. If you want to get this done, just say, nah, we're good. I mean, whatever it shows up, it shows up. It doesn't matter.
Well, the Rockets have already announced the trade. They've already tweeted out John Wall.
Yeah, that was the fastest I've ever seen them announce a trade.
Well, you don't know how long it's been working on.
No, but I mean, it just got
oh, right.
leaked. Yeah, usually it takes 3 days.
Well, this one how about actually Boogie
Cousins?
Didn't leak.
Boogie Cousins took like 7 days for them to mention it. Yesterday, as soon as Shams or, no, as soon as, what's his name, Woj had it, it's like immediately there's a trade release. Like, this is weird. Zach Lowe didn't have this.
Right.
Daryl's usual leak points, I mean, look, one of them obviously is Woj.
Well, maybe there was no, maybe Washington and now Raphael don't actually leak it to the media first. And maybe the agent said, yeah, oh, by the way, the deal's done, and Woj didn't get it 2 weeks before everybody else. 713-780-3776, 713-780-3776.
This isn't true, is it? What? Tony says, the difference between Harden and O'Brien is when James yells, you suck too, it's usually directed at the second girl in the VIP. That's not – I don't think that's what that means.
Look, I don't know.
Why is it the second girl?
Could be the fourth or the fifth. Who knows?
Yeah.
I don't know if it's true, but it's really good.
Yeah. No, it's really good. Let's get Truck Driver Art in here on ESPN 97.5. Hey, Truck Driver Art.
Man, what's going on, fellas? Hey, Tyler, it's going to be a different Art, but, man, if we got beef, I don't mind putting up.
Whoa. No. Tyler's got no beef with you.
Yeah,
different Art. Yeah.
Yeah, you're fine. You're fine.
Yeah, pretty good.
Tyler don't want anything with truck drivers.
No, I don't.
Man, real quick question, fellas. Man, did the Rockets hire Bill O'Brien?
No, why do you
think it's a bad trade?
Why do you ask that?
Man, this guy hadn't played since 2018.
Yeah, it's a –
I don't understand thirst, but, man, this is horrible. As far as just being that thirsty, just taking anything, man. Anyways, man, glad to see Bill O'Brien's got a job. And, man, listen, we'll just keep hanging out, keep listening to you, fellas.
Appreciate it. They did get a first rounder. Yeah, that's hilarious. They did get a first rounder. Here's the problem is that they're showing, ESPN showing highlights of John Wall on their website. And I saw him throw a pass to Marcin Gortat. And I'm like, wait, Gortat? I had to go back and look. Gortat hasn't even played with them since 2017-18. Oh. Like, and then you remember, oh, yeah, John Wall hasn't played basketball for a long time. And I heard another radio show when I was driving in, and they were hyped. Like, the assumption was Wall is going to be good because there's some video of him looking like he's in shape. And who knows? Maybe he will be. But I just know that Achilles injuries and age are a horrible combination, and this is not a 23-year-old John Wall. It's not a 25-year-old Boogie Cousins. So you have two. You don't just have one. You have two Achilles. It almost never works out when you rely on let's get former injury guys and see if they can rekindle their magic. That is not something that usually works out. Now, it doesn't mean I'm not – I won't say I'm hopeful. Does it mean I'm interested? Yeah. Oh, I'm absolutely interested in what's going to happen with the Rockets. I'm absolutely interested. And you know what? To your point about, look, the Rockets aren't playing for a championship with Russell Westbrook. So my thing on John Wall, I get what Truck Driver Art is saying about, you know, I feel much better that Russ Westbrook will deliver stats more than John Wall. But if you're really not going anywhere, then give me that draft pick. Now, why would they give you a lottery pick? Why would they make it an unprotected pick? They'd never make it an unprotected pick. And it's protected for like 4 years. They've got protections on it. You need the Wizards. Actually, you want Russ to ball out so you get a draft pick this year. You want him to ball out. And then you can get a draft pick. But the Rockets are a team that needs to get
draft picks. You can't. And me and my buddy got into a little bit of an argument about it, about draft picks and not having any value. Look, at some point, what do you think? You're just going to free agent your way into something? It's not happening.
How about getting some
you
young?
You have to get young talent.
It's almost identical to the Texans. Get some young guys that are outplaying their contracts.
You need a new –
Get some. Last year, who was the youngest guy on this team?
James is your Deshaun Watson. House. You need to draft a Deshaun Watson. You really do.
Yeah.
And you got James. You know, you Daryl pulled off a coup, one of the great trades of all time, to get James. That was 2011.
Well, the Lakers, look what they did. They got all – they got older – you know how they got him, though? With Brandon Ingram. With Ball, because they had young players that were attractive, and they could trade them.
All been drafted early too.
Yeah,
they'd all been drafted very early. This is not the same. Yeah, I mean, you had commodities. You don't have commodities to trade.
You got none.
You got it. You're going to have to draft your Deshaun Watson to take over for James and start the new Houston Rockets, the new version of the Rockets.
Yeah.
What did you say? Did you say it on the air or not? Yesterday, that the scuttlebutt around Houston is that Jack Easterby is going to be doing the decisions about hiring
and firing,
rehiring.
Yes,
that means he's in charge of everything. Yep. He and that all that stuff that I heard was a lie. All that Jack is going to sit in the background. And Jack's going to, if what you're hearing is true.
Well, he's going to be in the background. He's not going to be accountable to the media, but he is going to be doing all, all hiring and firing.
So he'll have a lot of power and no accountability.
He's going to have a lot of,
Yeah. It's the same
thing.
That's
what he wants.
It's the same thing that everyone was worried about.
Yeah.
So if you are a GM coming in here, you do not have a straight line to the owner. You have to, everything will go through Jack, just like I thought. And in changing, Jack didn't get that job for nothing. He ain't trying to just go do breakfasts and luncheons and shake hands and play corporate golf outings. He's trying to be a player.
Yeah.
That's what he wants to be.
Yeah. And he wants to do it without any accountability. Just accountable to Cal. That's it. And even then, he can whisper
Cal's
in his ear and Cal turns to stone.
Yeah, Cal's easy to trick.
Yeah. No. It's a perfect situation. Which is why when we were talking about, listen – honestly, on a power ranking, where does Texans ownership? Where does Texans ownership?
They're at the
fall
bottom.
As far as it's really towards NFL.
Yeah, it's really towards the bottom because he's ineffective. I mean, he's an ineffective owner.
Well, he left.
I don't have any sense that he can. I'm trying not to come off I'm not trying to come off as mean, but look, I don't have any. This is on all my children when I say this. This is not. I'm not doing this for hyperbole. I don't have any belief that Cal can just mentally match up with the people he has to work with. I want him to be over. You know how I always want a president to be smarter than me? I always want an owner to have more power than the people below him.
Yeah.
Here's
the deal. You and I did the video yesterday, or the day before, whatever it was, and the question was asked, if Cal had not let Bill O'Brien run all over him and just said, no, Brian Gain is our general manager, and he is going to make personnel decisions, where would this organization be today?
A lot of change. It'd be a lot different.
Oh, yeah, my gosh, it'd be a lot different. Jadeveon Clowney, D-Hop, it would be totally different. Tunsil might not be here, but he would have picked up some kind of tackle somewhere for a lot less. And guess what? The offensive line. Yeah, well, that Tunsil, he really made a huge difference because you can look at how they're running the ball. Oh, that's right, last in the league. Well, what a big difference. What a huge – Tunsil's the best left tackle. What a difference that's made. No. So – and no draft picks. It's D-Hop for toilet paper. I mean, it is unbelievable how much different. If Cal would have just stepped up and said, no, Bill O'Brien, you don't run this organization. I do.
Yeah. Knowledge is power.
Knowledge is. And you know what? It just pisses me off.
I wish you wouldn't have saved that now, Dell. I don't laugh anymore.
No, it's not funny
you guys
anymore.
Enjoyed that clip.
I know. I used to laugh. But it's not like Fanga in the Booty where I still laugh. Knowledge is power doesn't make me laugh anymore. The things that make me
Fang in my booty.
By the way,
good one. They got the phone.
Yeah, no, that.
Kitty.
Ooh-wee.
What makes you laugh? Let's go through
I like
the list.
This. Also this. What?
I also,
I also like what?
If I see him at Whole Foods, I'm going to still slap that dude up because I don't like him.
Big deal.
Taking a break with that. 7:58.
All those funny. Yeah. Knowledge is power. No longer that's feels funny. Funny. By the way.
I like pretty feet.
No, that's not funny.
Now that's funny.
That's not funny. You know what's funny? Also, this is the weekend of Fang in the Booty Bowl.
This is.
Ooh, and I've listened to a lot of stuff.
Alabama.
Alabama pushed for this game because they want to put it on LSU. You know how Alabama normally like turns it off at some point? There's a thought they're not turning it off this week. They want to put – if they put up 60, they put up 60. That's how they feel about this game going in.
Ooh-wee.
What's the line?
28.
Apparently not. High. Not oh, enough. My God. It's 28.
It's simply not enough.
Four touchdowns.
7:59 ESPN 97.5 live from Wildcat, our occasional golf tournament. And it's about St. Arnold's. Thank you so much for being here. Cobos Q. We're going to have them out here for dinner. We're going to have burritos for lunch. And we just had the avocado breakfast here.
Not that you're having
no,
that.
No, you're not having
that. Yeah, that's just John. Dell's now. That's just John with a flex for listeners.
That's right. Take that. Yeah, you could hear our plates clinking.
You could order
oh, well.
It. You could order
oh,
it.
Guess what? Oh, well, we were eating and you weren't. Oh, well. 8 o'clock, ESPN 97.5.
My name is Bob Lee, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.